Winter is here and it's not going away anytime soon. Inflation isn't going away either. Act now and get two Eden Pure Gen 70 heaters for under $200. This deal is for 1 week only or while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie70. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So no. You never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them. Never.
Alec Baldwin accused of pulling the trigger when the movie set employee died. Now, more than a year later, the Wall Street Journal has just exclusively reported Alec Baldwin will face criminal charges.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It's a new CNN reporting about how just common it could be for classified documents to be outside of the protected places and spaces they're supposed to be in.
Was that wrong? Should I not have done that? I tell you, I gotta plead ignorance on this thing.
This kind of classified spillage happens almost literally every day. One example that we were told, the employee found a classified document that had been accidentally attached to an unclassified travel itinerary. He slept with it under his pillow for a night.
I've worked in a lot of offices, and I tell you, people do that all the time.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. As one of the texters says, why is Alec Baldwin accused of involuntary manslaughter? Shouldn't it be involuntary they slaughter or
how
them
dare
slaughter?
You?
I thought, you know, what about this pronoun thing that everybody's concerned about? I'm just trying to go along with the woke crowd. That's all. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. By the way, it is a good report that Jeff Cutter put out, and we just tweeted out the link to it, retirementfortoday.com. It's at the Cutter Financial Group, and there are a lot of things to think about here, and we're all going to have to deal with them, you know, with this this ridiculous tax that went through. And thanks very much to the Mass Republican Party for not trying to harvest any ballots like the teachers unions and the Democrat Party were doing. They were too busy suing each other. I get to more of this as we go through the day. And again, check out the tweets. We've got no new tweets about members of the Kool-Aid cult and what their backgrounds are, what they're going through. One of them seems to have left for warmer climes. Still trying to find out where she is. Pretty sure she's not in Watertown, the district she's supposed to represent. There's a guy, Paul Frost, the state rep, who's trying to run her down. But she seems to have gone missing. She's done a Dixie, as they used to say. She's taken it on the lam, a powder. 844-500-4242. You know, someone was giving me grief. I do this thing every day called Howie's Homework. We put it on HowieCarrShow.com, and it's stories that I think are interesting to read. And someone said, what are you doing with this PC stuff? But I just thought this was a funny story from the AP. Warming to make California downpours even wetter, study says. Now, if you may recall, just last year, California was turning into the Sahara Desert. That was being caused by global warming. Now, this year, mere months later, the bane of global warming, global cooling, extreme climate change is flooding in California. As damaging as it was for the 32 trillion gallons of rain and snow to fall on California since Christmas, a worst case. You ever notice there's never a best case global warming scenario? It's always the worst case global warming scenario, because that means they get to raise the taxes even higher on a worst case, and they get to take away more of your freedoms. It's a worst case scenario. That gas stove has got to go. Get rid of that SUV. We want you to take the bus. So what? And it's an electric bus, by the way, so it won't be there on a regular basis. But some days it'll get there. The worst case global warming scenario could juice up similar downpours. Wait a second. I thought it would be rain. Juice? They're going to, what is it? What kind? I want grapefruit juice if it's going to be juice coming out of the sky.
Ha,
don't give me that.
Ha, ha, ha.
Don't give me that grape juice stuff, you know, with sugar in it. I want freshly squeezed grapefruit juice if the storms are going to be juiced up. By one-third, they're going to juice up similar downpours by one-third by the middle of this century, a new study shows. By the middle of the century, that would be 2050, okay? That's 27 years away. Now, you may or may not be alive in 27 years, but chances are you're not going to remember any news stories that were written in 2023, correct? Do you remember any news stories that were written in 1996? I dare say you don't. That was 2 years before the Lewinsky scandal broke. So this is a great thing. When you make predictions about the weather in 2 days and the predictions don't come true, people are going to give the weatherman crap when he's in the checkout counter at the supermarket or at the gym, right? But that 25, 27 years down the road, you don't have to worry about stuff like that, right? So going on with this story, which I put in for comic relief, the entire western United States would likely see a 31% increase in precipitation. Again, note the weasel word, likely. Likely see in 27 years. Okay. From these worst of the worst storms in a souped up global warming. Wait a second. I thought it was juiced up. Now it's souped up. I want some chicken noodle soup if it's going to be souped up. Because of more intense and widely spread rainfall. And again, 6 months ago, the problem in California was a drought. Now the problem is more intense and widely spread rainfall. But wait. According to study author Ruby Luang, a climate scientist, it could be even worse. Can I have a dun dun dun? It could be even worse. We need to start planning for how we would be able to deal with this. Help! Help! 844-500-4242. 978 says, I attended the inauguration of Auditor DiSoglio last evening. This is in Haverhill. And I heard the new governor speak at the inauguration, Governor Healey. And she said that the two major issues facing Massachusetts are climate and equity. And this guy says it's time to evacuate Massachusetts. Yes, it is. And another reason is because of this millionaire's tax, so-called, which is also an 80% increase in the state income tax. But if you can't evacuate Massachusetts, you have to deal with this problem. 844-500-4242. So now remember, the Boston Globe today has a big story about how the warming weather in New England, which no one ever thought of was a problem, but now it's a big problem. While the weather is warming in New England, it's going to change everything about the way we live. I went for a swim today in Florida. I'd like to go. Would you like to, if you live in Massachusetts or New Hampshire, Maine, would you like to have gone for a swim this morning outside with the birds overhead? I think you probably would have. I'm not sure.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
I'm just saying it wouldn't be such a bad thing to change the weather, would it, a little bit? But wait. Again, is there anything global warming can't do? It's warming Massachusetts. But guess what's happening in Edmonton, Alberta, a Canadian province? Frostbite amputations hit 10-year high last winter. So I guess the weather is changing in Alberta, too. It's getting colder as it's getting warmer in Massachusetts. Go figure that. I know they're a couple thousand miles apart, but they are on the same continent, basically. 844-500-4242. So that's our weather update for the day. I love Omaha Steaks. No one's going to take my steaks away from me. I don't care what they say about making meat, false meat, taste better. There's a reason Beyond Meats is crashing in the stock market the last year or so. It's because it's not as good. What is good, what is tasty, what is nutritious is real meat. And the best real meat comes from Omaha Steaks. It's the best. And it's delivered right to your doorstep. And they always have great sales going on. You can get any kind of great steaks, great meats, great fish, salmon.
Got some burgers and hot dogs in my freezer right now. I'm just waiting for one good day of climate change to fire the grill up again. They're going to be juicy.
See, they're good in the frying pan. I put the burgers in the frying pan. I don't mind not grilling. They're just really good. Then the hot dogs are fantastic. Everything that you get at Omaha Steaks is a really good product. And again, the deals they offer are great. If there's some special kind of steak that you like, flank steak, hanger steak, porterhouse, stuff that's, you know, not as readily available at your local supermarket, just go to Omaha Steak. You can get it at a great price. Kick off 2023 with more flavor and more savings. Omaha Steak makes it easy to stock up on all your favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code Howie at checkout and get $30 off your order. And save up to 55% on select Omaha Steaks customer favorites. Buy more and save more when you stock up on these mouthwatering items. You don't have to wait for the summer to enjoy Omaha Steaks. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from perfectly aged tender steaks to juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and classic comfort meals. Every bite is guaranteed perfect. Visit omahasteaks.com today and enter Howie at checkout to get $30 off your order. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak, it's the best steak of your life. Guaranteed, there's a reason why Omaha Steaks has been the leader of gourmet steaks and food since 1917. No one comes close to matching the flavor, tenderness, and value of Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code Howie at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, with words like juiced and souped, it sounds like they are reporting on a drug addict driving a hot rod. You wouldn't have a specific drug addict in mind, would you, Limerick guy? A vet is not a hot rod, but you know it'll do in a pinch, I guess. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is, will we ever know who leaked the abortion decision? Yes, no because they don't know, or no because they'll never tell us?
No because they'll never tell us.
94% say they'll never tell us. 3% say yes or because they don't know. No.
844-500-4242. You know, there was a time when people trusted the government pretty much across the board. Then they stopped trusting the FBI, the CIA during the Kennedy assassination and the aftermath. Then they stopped trusting the welfare agencies. Then they stopped trusting the courts. And nobody trusts anything now. I certainly don't. I don't think anybody trusts the government in any form. That's why, you know, it used to be a big deal when they said, oh, we're running up against the debt ceiling. The government is going to shut down. This is a big story. Do you know anybody who gives a bleep about the government shutting down? I don't. I don't take it seriously. No government. I mean, how many people in the government actually go to work these days anyway? You know, apparently the traffic patterns have totally changed inside the Beltway. They've got all these huge parking lots for these government buildings spread out all through, not just in the district, but in the suburban counties around. And there's nobody in these park. There's no cars in these park. A lot of these parking lots because everybody's telecommuting, or they're only working 2-3 days a week, and it's just a joke. And now we're supposed to believe that there's going to be some kind of massive inconvenience. You know what was a massive inconvenience was when the commercial air flights were shut down last week. That was a problem. But the Department of Education, the Department of Commerce, the Department of the Interior, not so much of a problem. 844-500-4242. If these climate freaks get their way, you will be doing ads for Omaha bug steaks. No, exactly. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. That's what they would like. 844-500-4242. Kathy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hey, Howie. If global warming is so definite, shouldn't we be making more air conditioners?
But what would we power them with? You know, that's the thing. 844-500-4242. It's so ridiculous that they're making this they're still trying to promote this, and it's just, I don't think anybody's buying it anymore. I mean, they shout the sky is falling about so many issues, you know, whether it's global warming. They did the same thing with COVID. I mean, who believes that public health officials are really interested in public health? Fauci, for instance, Burks, Rochelle. I don't believe it. You know, I look at, I just saw a New York City police detective a couple days ago died. His name was Sammy Lee. I remember the name. He was 38 years old. And the first thing I look at was, did he have a heart attack? And it turns out it was liver cancer. But that's what I look for. Everybody who dies under the age of 60, basically, I look to see if they had one of these sudden deaths. They just keeled over, or they went to bed and didn't wake up. You know, the nuns were always used to tell us when I was a kid, you know, so-and-so was reading a National Geographic, and then he put it under his bed, and he was 12 years old, and he never woke up. You know, you're thinking to yourself, what 12-year-old didn't wake up? And of course, the punchline was, they couldn't bury him at consecrated ground because he died in a state of mortal sin. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. But now, you know, they don't tell you about mortal sin or National Geographics. But, I mean, if a kid dies, you know, after just playing football, a male or a female kid just keels over, it's not a big surprise anymore, is it? Jane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jane.
Well, you were saying that who cares if the government shuts down, but the first thing that they say is, we're not going to be able to pay Social Security and the military.
Do you believe that, though, Jane? Come on.
No shows. No.
Jane, do you believe that?
But can you imagine? No, not really. But can you imagine all the gray heads who will go to Washington? But that's the first thing that they say.
You know, as someone with, I'm beyond gray, I'm a white-haired person. I mean, I don't know any white-haired persons or dark-haired persons who believe anything, and especially not the more they talk about scaring you. The louder he spoke of his honor, the faster we counted our spoons. It's the same thing with apocalyptic predictions. The louder his apocalyptic predictions, the more I'm expecting him to say the only way to get around it is to increase my taxes and take away more of my freedoms. It just doesn't work. We'll take some more calls if people want to talk about the government shutdown or anything else. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know, sometimes you have a cup of coffee or some juice or some soup, to quote the AP climate stories, and you brush against the jar or the cup or bowl, and it spills. It spills. The liquid spills. But now we're having classified documents are spilling. That was the word of the day yesterday in the mainstream media about the classified documents that Brandon absconded with unlawfully when he left the vice presidency. Here's some spillage. This is Caitlin Collins on CNN. Cut one.
All right, this morning we got some new CNN reporting about how just common it could be for classified documents to be outside of the protected places and spaces they're supposed to be in. Experts in this matter say it is known as classified spillage, and in most cases there are simple mistakes that are not typically charged as crimes.
They're not typically charged as crimes as long as you're a Democrat. If you're on a nuclear submarine and you just take a picture to send home to your family, you may end up doing a few months in the brig. That's not considered spillage. That's considered espionage, especially if you're wearing a MAGA hat. Spillage. Can I hear a little bit more about the spillage from one of the CNN intelligence reporters? CNN intelligence, isn't that an oxymoron for the ages? Cut two.
This kind of classified spillage happens almost literally every day. And most of the time, it's completely accidental. An employee accidentally takes home a classified document in a briefcase. In one example that we were told, the employee found a classified document that had been accidentally attached to an unclassified travel itinerary.
No.
He slept with it under his pillow for a night, returned it the next day, and that was that. Most of these cases are dealt with administratively, internally, with a simple conversation with the security officer at the agency in question. Now, of course, in more severe cases, there can be penalties such as losing your security clearance or even being fired.
Is it more severe cases, i.e. when a Republican is involved, especially a Donald Trump supporter, there could be more severe punishments. That we could go to the FISA courts and make something up and say that you were working for the Russians. And you wouldn't have any way to answer those false charges because you're not a Democrat. That's what the FISA secret courts are all about. But if you're a Democrat and you're stealing documents or you're sleeping with a Chinese spy or you have a Chinese spy as your chauffeur, then it's just spillage. Or is it spoilage? Was there any spoilage going on in the garage or in the closet above the steakhouse or in the library with all of Joe's favorite coloring books? Cut three.
But part of the reason this is so common, Caitlin, is simply the law of large numbers. There are over 4 million security clearance holders floating around out there. And some national security officials will also acknowledge that the U.S. government has a pretty big problem with overclassification. There are just millions and millions and millions of pieces of classified information, not all of which are exquisite.
Exquisite? Okay. So the nice thing, Caitlin, about having all these security clearances is that we can just decide who we're going to prosecute and who we're not going to prosecute. It's called selective prosecution. And who we always select to prosecute are Republicans, and who we select not to prosecute are Democrats. That's the way spillage works. And we'll throw the Republicans in jail for so long that they will spoil. Just look at all the people that trespassed on January 6th. They're still there. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Howie, longtime listener, and I've gotten in a few times, and I'm happy to get in now. Op-ed in the Wall Street Journal earlier in the week was talking about all the train in California and how they knew about this in the 1920s, and after the 1920s, they built water retention ponds and things
right.
like that when there's a deluge. Anyways, the most liberal of liberal governors, Jerry Brown, he even proposed legislation and bills to enact these preservation of water. Well, guess what? All those plans got put to the side because what? Environmental concerns?
The snail darters. Or the, you know, the local California version of snail darters. Yeah.
Right. So all this water is getting washed into the sea, and they're complaining about global warming, but they've had every opportunity to preserve that water through these projects, and they've blown it. And it's all in the name of green projects and making sure the smelt can reproduce.
The smelt.
The smelt.
I used to sometimes go a long time ago. I used to spend Christmas Eve with some Italians, and they had, that was their family tradition, was to have smelts, and I would go along with the gag because it was Christmas Eve and I was feeling good and everybody was in a fine mood. But I never felt like, you know, on March 3rd I was going to go out and, you know, I feel like I'm in the mood for smelt. You know, they can let the smelts go. And, you know, the same thing with forests. You know, they used to clear forest land in California, because otherwise you're going to have these brush fires that get out of control. But then in the, in the name of letting nature take its own course, they stopped clearing out these forests. And pretty soon there were these fires that have been endangering Pacific Gas and Electric power grids and the power lines. And now PG&E, I think it's in bankruptcy, or it was in bankruptcy, because it kept getting sued because the lines were going down because they weren't doing any forest clearing. It's just insanity what's been going on out there. And it's not just in California, but everywhere. I think they've been tearing down dams in all over the country that used to provide a lot of hydropower, you know. But again, it's the smelts or the trout or the salmon or some kind of migrating fish. They got to get up the ladders. But the ladders aren't good enough for them, so they tear down the dams. So instead of having plenty of power, we have brownouts. We have blackouts. Thanks for the call, Chris. Good call. Kara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kara.
Yes, hi, Howie. I'm just wondering why there's never been any comprehensive plan for this green movement ever, for the nation. It's so helter-skelter all over the place. And there's also been a lot of talk about the grids, the electricity grids that are not well protected all
right
around the country. So
and they're aging too. That's another thing, Kara. They're not just well protected. They're aging. They're not doing replacement. I mean, when was the last time they put a nuclear power plant online? A refinery.
They're so ill prepared. They're so totally ill prepared for anything that they hope to accomplish. It's laughable.
It is. It's laughable, except when the power goes out. You know, then it's not nearly so laughable. It's like all these people, they're all like Greta Thunbergs. You know, they can be, you know, 90-year-old Greta Thunbergs, but it's always like they know that there's an adult in the room, or an adult in the power plant. There's somebody that's going to keep the electricity flowing. Someone's going to keep pumping the oil. Someone's going to keep fracking to get natural gas. Someone's going to, you know, handle the shipping containers that are coming in from overseas. But there are fewer and fewer adults every year in the United States. I mean, there are fewer and fewer serious people of any kind. There's a story today about Buttigieg during the supply chain crisis in 2021. One of the watchdog agencies filed FOIA requests. He was gone for 8 weeks for his paternity leave. I mean, you know, not that he knew what the hell he was doing or anything like that, but somebody has to be in charge to sign off on decisions. And you would think, I mean, if one of my enterprises, shall we say, was falling apart, I'd be all over it to try to save it, to try to make sure it didn't embarrass me or anybody else who worked for me or any of my clients. Poop. Pete Buttigieg, he doesn't care. Do you think any of these people care that are in the federal government? Hell no. 844-500-4242. Here's a cut from Mayorkas. Just this will show you how much they really care about anything and how much they're concerned about the truth. Play cut 17 from DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We're executing a comprehensive strategy to secure our borders and build a safe, orderly, and humane immigration system.
I'd be embarrassed to say that because it's such a complete lie. You know, I just, they, how can you say something like that and expect to be taken seriously? 844-500-4242. Steve from Cambridge, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, maybe you think they shouldn't, but a huge number of American voters care very much about the government shutting down, and as closer we get to that, the more the media will blame Republicans, and these voters will remember it in 2024.
Steve, the voters that will remember this are not low-info voters. They're no-info voters. And these are the same people that have been scammed for at least 25 years. First by Clinton, then by Obama, and now Biden is going to try to scam them. I mean, there's nothing you can do about people who are so stupid that they keep falling for the same lame gag decade after decade after decade.
You may think they're stupid, Howie, but we need their votes.
I don't know how, Steve, how would you suggest that we out-stupid the Democrats?
We got to stay away from the threat of shutting the government down and making
So you just surrender and just say that what they want is a blank check. They basically have a total blank check. There aren't any more budgets in Congress. They just have these continuing resolutions. So it's all theater. It's political theater, and it's lame political theater. Steve, do you know anyone who's taught? You live in Cambridge. Do you know, even in Cambridge, a lot of no-info voters in Cambridge, maybe like 80%. Do you know anybody who's wringing their hands about the so-called government shutdown?
Listen, if the government...
The answer's no if you say listen. Say yes or no. I'm not... I mean, it's not a trick question.
Yes or no, Harry...
Yes.
I don't have to answer yes or no to your questions. Come on, man. You talk and I can only answer yes or no.
I said, do you know anybody who's talking, who's worried about this? Yes or no?
Yes. How's that, Howie?
Now I want a specific. Who is worried?
I'm worried about the Democrats being able to use this against Republicans. And when we get close to that,
so you're not really worried about some you're not worried about someone not getting a check or someone not being able to go and get a pass to go to the national parks or someone who's not going to be able to go and get his picture taken for his passport renewal.
I'm worried about the political
actually that's a that's pretty serious, the passport renewal. That's one of the most serious things that could possibly be affected, although I very much doubt it will be.
Primarily, I'm worried about the political consequences, Howie.
All right, Steve. You can worry about anything you want, but I got other things to worry about. Like, you know, when is my Omaha Steaks delivery arriving? Am I going to be able to have a bacon wrapped filet mignon? And you know what? There's not going to be a shutdown at Omaha Steaks. So what am I? I'm not worried about anything, come to think of it. 844-500-4242. Winter is here, and it's not going away anytime soon. Inflation isn't going away either. That's why my friends at Eden Pure have a special offer for this week only. You can get two Eden Pure Gen 70 heaters for under $200. They are normally $129 each, but while supplies last, you can get two for $187 total, including shipping, with code HOWIE70. The Eden Pure Gen 70 puts out 70% more heat than old big box heaters 20 times its size. It uses 58% less energy, saving you tons of money on your heating bills. The Gen 70 heater is very safe around kids and pets, which is important to me. Now you don't need to carry the heater from room to room because you will have two of them. But if you do need to move one, it's light enough to carry in one hand. Act now and get two Eden Pure Gen 70 heaters for under $200. This deal is for 1 week only or while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIE70. Shipping is free. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIE70. I'm Howie Carr.
No one but Howie has the final word on mugshot models.
Guilty? Guilty. Guilty. Not guilty.
Police Blotter Facts Friday, every Friday at 5:30. On the Howie Carr Show. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
Six-oh has checked in with one of the potential crises the nation may be facing. The government, quote-unquote, shuts down. If they close the dinosaur footprints on Route 5 in Holyoke again, I don't know if I'll be able to continue on. Let us pray. Yeah, I know. We'll all have to pay a price for the Republican irresponsibility. Endangering the lives of the dinosaur footprints on Route 5 in Holyoke. 844-500-4242. When was the last time you read a story about the government shutdown? I can't remember. I see those magic words, government shutdown. I'm moving on to the next story, whatever it is. The Quinnipiac poll. These are some interesting numbers. On the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border, 17% approve of the job Brandon is doing on the southern border. 17%, 70% disapprove. 70% disapproval versus 17% approval. And the Republicans still couldn't make any hay in November. Quinnipiac asked, do you think President Brandon acted appropriately or inappropriately in the way he handled classified documents after leaving as vice president? 62% said he acted inappropriately versus just 21% who said he acted appropriately. Well, I mean, if Trump acted inappropriately and he was the president and he had the power to declassify these documents, then if you're going to say he acted inappropriately, then Biden, who didn't have the power to declassify the documents he stole, of course he had to be acting inappropriately, right? Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Back in the early 80s, I bought a house in Acton, Maine, and then
yes.
We're on the Salmon Falls River.
Yes.
And right across the street from me, on the New Hampshire side, was a small hydro plant, and then half a mile up the road there was another dam with another small hydro plant there, and neither one of them ever produced 1 kilowatt.
How come?
Power. I don't know.
Because I thought that's one reason why the textile mills came into New England in the early part of the 19th century in places like Lawrence and Lowell, because they could harness the power of the falls and the rapidly flowing water on the maybe not so much the Merrimack River but the tributaries of the Merrimack River. I'm surprised by that, Scott. I don't know much about hydropower, but I can't imagine anything being cleaner than hydropower. You know, hydro water, right? I mean, it's cleaner than nuclear power. So, I think they're doing away with it in many parts of the continent. Quebec has a lot. I think we buy a lot from Quebec, but again, they're greener. Canada, especially eastern part of Canada, is greener than we are. So it's probably only a matter of time till the fish get the upper fin again. I'm Howie Carr.